Everyone acts a little differently around their birthday, don't they? You ever have that friend that gives you the birthday alert? Hey, just want to let you know, next Tuesday is my birthday. Just want to let you know, I'm not getting you anything. We give the, they give the alert because, you know, there's so much pressure in our society to have a good time on your birthday. You know, it's like, I can't believe I'm going to work on my birthday. I can't believe I'm doing laundry on my birthday. I can't believe I'm paying for sex on my birthday. Rip off. It is fun getting those gifts. Huh? It can be hard to give a gift. It's a gamble. You know, it's hard. I can't believe we're still giving clothing as a gift. Because wherever you get clothing as a present, you always open it up and you think, not even close. And the person that gives it's always like, you can take it back if you don't like it. That's right, I'll just throw it out. Don't give me an errand. Happy birthday, why don't you head to the mall for me? If you get my dry cleaning, that'd be awesome.
Predictably Drunk, the podcast, smart people talking about stupid things. It is me, Sam Marcou, and you just heard Jim Gaffigan talking about birthdays, which I think is actually very appropriate for this show. Jim Gaffigan, one of the funniest comedians out there.
Sack of shit.
And you are also joined by Matt Somerville over there in Los
Angeles.
Hello, Matt.
Hey.
According to Matt, you think Jim Gaffigan's a sack of shit?
It's just a sack of unfunny shit, if we're being topical. Yeah, he's just not a funny guy. I don't know why everybody thinks it's funny or cute to mock the audience in a high-pitched voice. Basically just repeating the joke that he had just fucking said. Like, that's not funny. You stop it. I already heard the joke. Shut
the
fuck up.
So that whole gimmick that he's doing is he is the audience responding to his joke. So he's saying what people are thinking. At least that's kind of the premise behind it. You don't like that? You don't approve?
Well, I have to hear your shit twice. Like, I don't want to do that. Just do it once. That's all I have time for. Like, oh, I'm going to come out and do bear jokes. Oh my god, did he say he's gonna do bear jokes?
See?
Fuck! See? I'm so upset that people find that
shit
funny.
Okay, but from a business standpoint, if he has to do an hour-long special, he really only has to come up with 30 minutes of material, and that right there is fucking brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Everybody else is a stupid asshole for falling
for
it.
Well, yeah, you know, Jim Gaffigan he's not in my top five or even top 10 comedians, but I've chose that clip because he was talking about birthdays. And that is appropriate for this show. And I don't know if people know this. Somebody told me the other day, they're like, hey, you know, kind of coincidence, but sometimes the comedy that you put at the beginning of the show tends to match up with the theme of the show. And I'm like, yes, that is by design, moron. So for the people listening, the comedy clips that you hear at the front are one of three possibilities. A local comedian that, you know, I'm proud to promote local comic. People like Larry Bubbles Brown, Robin Williams, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody who's going to be on the show, like, for example, Samuel Bade's coming on the show. Rick James will be on the show. Ellis Rodriguez was going to be on the show. So we'll feature their clips. Or it has to do with something that is topical that we're going to talk about, in this case, birthdays. And I pull a clip that has to do with that. I'm really surprised I actually had to explain that to people. Maybe this is stupid people talking about smart things as opposed to smart people talking about stupid things. Maybe I got my audience wrong.
No. We're still talking about it. They're listening. So they're dumb and listening.
So maybe you're right. Smart people talking about stupid things with dumb people listening. I should add.
Listen by dummies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what? That actually almost lends itself to another topic down the road.
But we may lose viewers. If we were to call
it's okay.
It
it's an audio podcast, Matt, so viewers don't matter to me whatsoever.
I keep fucking saying that, too. I'm awful.
Well, Matt,
this.
If you guys don't know, if you're new to the show, is in the television industry. He's in the silver screen industry. He's in the viewing industry with regards to what he does down in Hollywood. So viewers make sense in terms of your day-to-day lexicon.
It does. Yeah, it does. I mean, we do stuff that people listen to as well, but it's usually married with something that they're viewing.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. In this case, no. There's no reason for anybody to look at us. They can hear our sexy, sexy voices through pop filters and through actually, you can hear us through iTunes. You can hear us on predictablydrunk.com. You can hear us on Stitcher Radio. You can hear us on SoundCloud, eventually. I actually lied to everybody. I said I'd have this up on SoundCloud, I think on the last episode, but I did not do that. And the reason I did not do that is because I actually suffered from basically a 3-day hangover, which I'm going to talk about here in a little while. I don't want to talk about it right this second, but I'm going to get into it because, man, it's kind of depressing that it takes 3 days to get over a day of drinking, which is kind of tying into everything on this podcast, getting old. But before we get to getting old, how you get old is through birthdays. And the reason why we're here, the reason why we talked about Jim Gaffigan and how funny or unfunny he is, and why I pulled that clip about birthdays is, Matt, I don't know if you recognize this or realize this because you weren't here at the inception of this, but February 5th, 2015 was the very first podcast that I released for Predictably Drunk. And this week marks the 1-year anniversary, aka the birthday of the podcast. So we are here celebrating 1 year of Predictably Drunk.
We're still in the toddler stage, but that's very exciting.
Our little drunken audible podcast is learning how to walk, still poops its pants from time to time. But it is
all the time, it is, by the way.
Yeah, it's getting better though. I do like this podcast, especially the last couple months. It's really kind of grown into something really nice. So much so, and the listenership that's out there, not viewership, but the listenership that's out there, you're welcome. We're going to do something nice, and kind of my idea for the podcast originally was just to do something every now and then. It's kind of grown into a weekly show. In fact, it is a weekly show at this point.
That's what it is. It's officially a weekly show year old.
It is a weekly show, and basically what we're doing now is, and what I'm starting to do with this is, it's starting to get recognized. We're starting to get people giving us requests for possible sponsorship. So far, I've said no to the two or three people that have done that because it just didn't fit, aka I need more money. But one of the things that we're doing to celebrate this 1 year anniversary, because quite frankly, I mean, I thought I was going to stop after like three episodes. I figured that was going to be it. It would be kind of a nice little whatever. I did it a couple times and that was that. But no, instead I've invested into podcast equipment. I have websites for this and I do this all over the place. We're actually going to, this is a big announcement and I need a drum roll at some point. Do I have a producer that can give me a drum roll? So March 8th. So the podcast will be 1 year and 1 month old. I'm happy to announce that we are doing our first event outside of just a podcast. It's going to be held at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, which is my home comedy club. And it is the Predictably Drunk Comedy All-Stars. And basically what it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's a night of comedy. As you guys know, I do stand-up comedy. And it's going to be featuring some of the guests that have been on this show in the past and will be on the show in the future. And I'm really excited about it because it is an awesome lineup. If you guys haven't been following us on Instagram or have not looked on the Facebook page for Predictably Drunk, it's kind of the worst kept secret because I kind of put it out there a little bit early. But the lineup has been announced, and it's actually fucking phenomenal. So not only are you going to have myself, the comedic stylings of Sam Marcoux from sammarcoux.com, but you're also going to have the first guest in the history of this podcast, Jeremy Curry. He's been a guest on this show many times. He was a part of my football show. He got me started in comedy, kind of paying it forward a little bit with the guy. Very funny, opens for a lot of headliners up and down the coast here in California. He's going to be on the show. I'm going to have Chelsea Bierce. Now, if you guys haven't listened to the podcast with Chelsea Bierce, she is just an outstanding female comedian. I shouldn't even say female comedian. That's bullshit from by me to say. Just a fucking outstanding female. How about that?
Boobs. Yeah.
Boobs. She has humongous boobs. That's true. Also very true. She's going to be on the show. Rudy O from 95.7 The Game, which is the flagship station for the Oakland Raiders as well as the Oakland Athletics.
Holy shit, that thing still exists?
It still exists. It's going strong. He is the host of The Three Amigos, which is one of their shows on there. He's going to be on this show, the Predictably Drunk Comedy All-Stars.
Right.
You also have Ellis Rodriguez, who was a finalist. I think he finished in the top three at the World Series of Comedy, which is Las Vegas's only comedy competition. He's done USO tours for the troops. Hopefully next time he'll do it for the U.S. troops, but that's another story.
Fantastic guest.
Yeah, he's so funny. I think the second time I ever did comedy, he was actually the headliner and kind of gave me some good advice, which was basically stop doing comedy. I didn't take him up on the advice, but it was good advice nonetheless.
Yeah, it was.
And confirmed with his agent, because I got to go through his agent now because he's Mr. Big Dick.
Big time.
Family Guy writer, Comedy Central Good friend of mine. In fact, the story about the three-day hangover involves him. I'm talking, of course, about Kabir Kabizi Singh. Will be headlining the show. It is all killer, no filler. This is going to be an outstanding show. TommyTees.com. You can find tickets for it. I think they're only $10, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting basically a $30 show for $10. It is on a Tuesday, which is kind of shitty, but you know what? Who cares? I kind of wanted a Tuesday to pack the place out. And that's my news, man. That's the news for the podcast this week. I can't think of anything that would really top that.
Get fucking hyped, people. That's quite the deal. Tuesday or not, that is the thing to go to on Tuesday night.
And it's our first event. I mean, it's
huge.
It's around the podcast. It is a podcast event. It's something that I kind of wanted to do. I wanted to expand the Predictably Drunk line, if you will.
Yeah, and I should mention, as the co-host of Predictably Drunk, I will be staying home.
Yeah, so that brings up a good point, Matt. Why are you not coming to the show that you co-host?
I think everybody kind of gets the idea that I want as little to do with any of this as possible. I'm having a baby. That's it.
Wow. So
it's your show. I don't want to steal your thunder.
No.
Get hyped for the show, and I'm having a baby.
So Matt Somerville is going to be a father, apparently. And yes, that absolutely tops a comedy show. Congratulations, sir. Who is the father officially? Do you know?
I know. That's a mystery until it actually comes out. We're kind of playing the lotto in that sense.
But do we know the sex of this baby?
Oh, yeah. It's a dick sex.
It is a dick sex. Wow.
Yeah. It's the baby has a dick. So we are naming him Jack.
We have little baby dick sex Jack. Maybe not in that order. Maybe baby Jack.
Yeah, we'll worry about his dick later. He's a kid, for fuck's sake.
He sounds like a cheese. He sounds like a delightful cheese that you would put on a sandwich. Baby Jack.
Well, great. Now we're going to fucking change the name, Sam. Thanks. That'll be the first name that he gets called in school. Pepper Jack. That's actually not a bad name, though.
No, like, it's not a bad one.
Yeah, I would take that over plenty other kids' school ground names. But yeah, Jack is, we've been together for like 8 years now. I've lost count. That kind of conversation just crops up between two people who are together for that long and have plans to continue that union. So we had already had names picked out, one for a boy, one for a girl. And we found out actually last week that it was in fact a male. So we went with Jack, our first pick.
No, good for you, man. Like, baby names could be difficult. And I really wasn't expecting to talk about baby names on Predictably Drunk, Smart People Talking About Stupid Things. But I have a little girl, as everyone knows. She's going to be 3 in March. And when I found out it was a girl, I was happy. I wanted a girl, actually. But it was a weird naming scheme. I did not have names picked out ahead of time. It's kind of funny. Like, I have names for boys if I ever had a boy.
Yeah.
But I wanted a girl, and I didn't have names picked out. But it's kind of a weird thing because the mother of my child was throwing names out there, and after a while, she kind of figured out why I was saying no very quickly to certain names. And as a man who has dated other people in the past, you have to be careful about what you're going to name your kid, right? You can't name your kid after any girl, in my opinion, that you've ever dated.
Correct.
And or banged.
Correct.
It's not a good thing. You can't do that. So it was one of those games where once she realized why I was saying no so quickly to certain names, she was just throwing names out there. Not even names that she liked for the kid, but just throwing names out there to see if I'd ever.
See.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it was.
She is the cutest fucking thing on earth.
Yep, she is why I drink. In fact, I am drinking now. I'm actually drinking a weird thing. Speaking of drinking, man, I don't know what you're drinking, but I'm actually drinking coffee creamer, milk, and whiskey.
I'm not drinking that shit. That's...
Yeah, it gets better with each sip, but I got to tell you, it was a little bit tough to start.
I'm sure gasoline tastes a little better after each sip.
Definitely smells better.
I am drinking, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Ninkasi? The brewing company, and they're, I swear to God, Oregon owes us money because we are just pimping the shit out of every beer that comes out of Oregon. It seems every week, they make good brews. I am throwing back a vanilla Otis, which is an oatmeal stout with vanilla. And it's quite tasty.
And Ninkasi is a really good brewery. In fact, they have, I think one of their IPAs is called Total Domination. And I was down in San Luis Obispo a couple of years ago, and I told a story about San Luis Obispo on the last episode when we did Drunken Stories, but which you guys apparently liked a lot, so we're going to have to do that again, Matt.
Oh, was that a good response?
Yeah, a lot of good response. It was actually in the top five most viewed episodes of all time.
Shit.
In the first year anyway, so that's good. But Nick Cossey has something called Total Domination, and I went to this bar, and apparently the bartender was gay, which I didn't really pick up on, and not that it matters anyways, but
nope.
I was a little bit drunk, and instead of just ordering a Total Domination, I said, hey, can I get totally dominated by you? And I said it just as like a drunken thing that apparently he took as me kind of hitting on him, and let's just say I got a couple of free drinks, so that was nice.
Oh, and then you gave him a hand job.
No, there was no hand jobs. There was a hangover, which is a nice transition into what I actually wanted to talk about on this podcast, which is, you know, and it's appropriate in that you are having your first child.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in my 30s for a couple of years now, at least 15.
Quite some time. Yeah, I'm just at the I'm at year one of the 30s.
Yeah, you're in your early 30s. I'm still in my late early 30s, if that makes sense.
Yep. Nope. Yeah. But yep.
No, it does, because okay. I'm 33. That's the end of your early 30s.
Jesus, you're 30. Yeah, that makes sense. No, math. Yeah, okay.
Wow, do I look that bad?
No. You've just always been old to me.
oh, well.
But I also can't count, as we've established so many times on this show.
Yeah, it's something to do with the metric system from Canada to U.S. It's fine. Where I was going with that is I'm broadcasting from Silicon Valley, from San Jose. It is the week of the Super Bowl. So there are a shit ton of people here, football people here. Cam Newton was just down the street from my house a few hours ago ordering burritos.
Picking up weed?
No, he was picking up burritos at La Vix, which is kind of a local night spot. And you would have thought like the goddamn Pope or somebody was coming through town, which, he throws a football for a living. But the point of the story is, the Carolina Panthers are playing the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. And the Sunday where that was decided, basically the AFC and NFC championship games from about a week and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
I was with Kabir Singh. I was with Jeremy Curry, both who are going to be at the March 8th Comedy All-Star Show, as well as Jeff Koenig, who's been a guest on this podcast in the past and will not be on stage that night. But
thank God.
Yeah. Oh God. You're welcome. Show up just to thank me for not putting Jeff on stage.
That kind of does away with the whole Jim Gaffigan snafu.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I made up
good
for
you. Good for you.
So Kabir was in town in San Jose. He was working with Ari Spears, who I've worked with in the past, and he actually comes into this story as well. But we were basically sitting at a restaurant to ourselves. It was just the four of us, and we are just drinking and watching football and doing, you know, manly guy shit. Drinking beer, eating food, watching football, and
beating
just talking
women.
Shit. We were beating women left and right, ladies and gentlemen. Farting, shitting on each other. It was great.
That's what you do.
And it was daytime, so we were day drinking, which is, again, never a good idea. We've established that.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where all of a sudden it's like, you know, the Broncos beat the Patriots. I hate the New England Patriots as a Miami Dolphins fan. I start celebrating by taking shots of
whiskey.
Yes, of course. Naturally go to whiskey, and I'm drinking beer all day. I haven't really been eating the amount of food that I should be eating. I'm now just drunk, and I go to the San Jose Improv to go hang out with Kabir and Ari Spears. I'm harassing Ari Spears all over the place because for whatever reason, I demand to know, who his top five NBA players of all time would be. And he's like, don't get away from me. I don't know you like that, you know? and that's how he sounds too. And he was very polite considering that he hates white people, but, you know, Aries and I go way back, all the way back to like October or so. So we had a good time laughing about it. But then from there, and this is where it gets fuzzy, I ended up going to Kabir Singh's apartment, and we are gambling on the Royal Rumble, which is a WWE event, a wrestling event.
That is hysterical. You can bet on wrestling?
We're gambling on professional wrestling, which is almost as predetermined as boxing and or basketball.
Yeah.
Not quite as much, but it's pretty much a waste of money, right? It's predetermined. But I'm so drunk and I'm still drinking that it doesn't even matter. The next thing I remember, I am waking up on my couch, and I have no idea how I got home. My head hurts, my stomach hurts, my body hurts. I eventually find my phone, plug it in because it was completely dead, and once it turns back on, I get an Uber receipt. So somehow I took Uber. I'm pretty sure somebody called Uber for me.
I was responsible.
I get a text from Kabir who says, thanks for throwing up all over my house, but I don't remember that, so it doesn't really matter.
Didn't happen.
Yeah. And I figure, okay, all right, it's now Monday. I'm going to have a hangover, but that's fine. I've had a hangover many times before. It won't be that big of a deal.
Right.
Tuesday comes, and I'm still hungover.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I've had a two-day hangover before, Matt, but it's usually very rare. It's very rare.
It has to be a lot.
And it's a lot of alcohol. And I still, right now, don't think I drank a lot of alcohol. I think it was a combination of day drinking and not necessarily eating so much. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, Wednesday shows up and I think I'm in the clear and I'm still just in a fog. I'm in a fucking haze all day. Just an awful week. And I just decided at that point, it took me till Thursday. I drank on Sunday. It took me till Thursday to get right.
Oh, wow.
And I've never had a three-day hangover before. And all I can really chalk it up to is the fact that I'm getting older. And I guess that's what happens when you get older. It really takes a toll on your stupid fucking body when you drink like that.
Shameless is a television show.
That is an amazing show, by the way. I've talked about it on this podcast before. My favorite show on TV, Shameless, Showtime, Sunday nights. Check it out.
William H. Macy drinks a whole lot on that show.
Brilliant.
And he's very old. And it doesn't seem to matter.
Well, again, and I think you know this, but he is acting, so he's not actually drinking all of that booze.
Fiction is not a word I understand.
Yeah, he just thinks that it's a reality show on Showtime. It is a great show. I mean, just to plug them, I wish they'd give us money for it, but Showtime on Sunday nights, Shameless. It's basically a white trash family from the south side of Chicago and how they struggle to make ends meet and they keep fucking up and having all these issues that happen to them. It's just a great show. Like Matt said, it makes you feel better about yourself. But yeah, no, he drinks a lot and I don't think I drink to that level. And again, he's acting, but my God, I felt like him on that show. The week that I was talking about, because that hangover was brutal.
Chicago must fucking hate that show, because that shit's all over Chicago. Like South Chicago, no good.
No, I think they're probably proud of it, though. You know, it's one of those things where, like here in San Jose, when we find out that a murder happened or something and people are shocked about it, we're kind of like, you know what? Yeah, that's San Jose, man. That's what happens. Like, it's almost a sense of pride that, like, yes, a murder happened, but it wasn't me, so right. I survived for another day.
Survivor.
Yeah, it's like a badge of honor in a way. But the other thing, that was story number one that made me feel super old. The second story is a little shorter and has nothing to do with alcohol, but I was walking with my daughter, who we already talked about here, and we're walking on the sidewalk like civilians, like normal goddamn people.
That's
what
you do.
I'm holding her hand and we're walking and we're having a good time. Next thing I know, this kid, some fucking kid who's like 15 or 16 years old, goes whizzing by us on his bicycle on the sidewalk. And I, knowing that I have to say something to this derelict.
Of course.
This is literally what I tell him, Matt. I say, get in the street with that nonsense, you crumb bum.
You crumb bum.
Yeah. Now,
explain yourself.
A crumb bum is basically an old-timey word for a hobo or somebody who is of poor hygiene, if you will.
Okay.
And it's something like an insult that like your grandfather or my grandfather might use towards somebody.
Right.
And I am so old now that I called this guy a crumb bum, and then I kind of like gave myself like a physical reassuring head nod, like, yep, got him. And this kid turns around without ever breaking stride while he's pedaling his stupid bike and says, fuck you, faggot.
Right. Proper response, I guess, for a kid on a bike.
Yeah. And I just thought to myself, oh, wow, that's way better than crumb bum. Like he got me. Like I'm
didn't
insulted.
Take much.
No, real basic insult. But I am
despite
old,
your full efforts to go back to 1941 in a time machine to grab crumb bum.
Yeah, it did not work. It did not work at all. He was not upset. He didn't even break stride, like I said, and then hit me with the fuck you faggot bomb. And
Game over.
And I was like, yeah, okay. You know what? I'm fucking old. The fact that I can insult somebody with crumb bum, the fact that I know what crumb bum is old enough, but the fact that I can insult somebody with it and think that it was a good tag.
Right.
Tells me that maybe I just need to leave Earth.
Pack it in. Pack it in, man.
Awful. That wasn't good.
Your three-year-old daughter, like lovely little Chloe, just pulled her shirt over her face in complete shame.
She was actually on the back pegs of the bicycle by then, flipping me off while he was calling me a faggot. So yeah. She's like the young generation, Dad. Fuck you.
I've not seen her since.
Nope. I think she's going to come to the show on March 8th, though. She'll be there in the audience at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California.
Calling you a faggot from the audience.
Wouldn't be the first time or the last.
It won't be the last.
Speaking of comics, just to let you guys know, coming up on the show, on this show, this very show that you are listening to right now, you are hearing us speak to you.
Hi.
Hello. We're going to have Sammy Obaid from Last Comic Standing, America's Got Talent, and Conan. We're going to have Larry Bubbles Brown. You heard us talking about him a couple episodes ago from the documentary Three Still Standing, as well as multiple appearances on the David Letterman show. Rick James, whose real name is Drew. I hope we can talk about that because Rick James, if you guys remember, is the guy who I just nailed at the roast of Kabir Singh, and he wanted to fight me. He's agreed to be on the show. Ellis Rodriguez, who we talked about a little bit earlier from USO Tours of World Series of Comedy. TJ Gant, you're going to like this one, Matt. TJ Gant is the bartender extraordinaire. He works for a major, major brewery now. I'm not allowed to say who it is yet. Okay. We have to get some clearance first, but he's going to come on the show and just talk to us about, you know, speaking of predictably drunk, just some of the worst stories that he's ever had in terms of being a bartender, in terms of being somebody who's in the beer business, what not to say to your bartender. So everybody get your legal paper out, start writing notes, because this guy's going to save you some embarrassment when you're at the bar later.
It's pretty simple and straightforward, but people just fucking lack that logic.
Yeah, yeah. And then a friend of mine, I met this guy recently. He's kind of on the same level, maybe a little bit higher than me in terms of the comedy chain here in the Bay Area. His name is David Liu. And you guys are probably saying, who is David Liu? But David
Liu is Lou?
Yeah, who is Liu? David Liu is he's a comic. He's a drinker, and he has a little girl. It sounds familiar, does it not?
Yes, that's you. That's Asian you.
Yes, yes. Actually, he's Mexican, if you can believe that.
I don't.
Yep, me either. But when I look at him, I'm like, that's a Mexican. But he actually has cancer. He's got a very, very rare form of cancer. Nice. He's got to go into don't you feel like shit now? That
horrible, yeah. Horrible.
Well, he's agreed to talk about
it. You got to say that first, man. Come on.
Well, I can't say it. This guy has cancer. His name's David Liu. That's
yes,
well,
you
maybe
can.
I guess I could. You're right. You're right. But he's going to come on the show. I'm hoping I can get him. I'm not sure whether I want to get him before surgery or after. I'm thinking before. And the reason I say before is because he is going to have surgery pretty much in the vocal cord area. So getting him on after might not be as good of an interview.
I think anybody with cancer should be on before everyone else.
Yeah, I also want to have him on just because he might die. And we want to have an interview with him before he dies because that will pop a rating right there. That would be huge.
I didn't say it, but Sam did. So
yeah, right? I'm not wrong. If we have David Liu on and then he dies a week later, aren't we like, okay, we're going to fucking pimp the shit out of his last
interview. Superstardom. Yep.
Hell yeah. Now, the other thing about David Liu that's interesting, Matt, is I watched I didn't see his set. I just showed up at a comedy club that he was at here recently, and I watched this guy. Now, you've never heard of David Liu. He doesn't have any TV credits. He's a road comic. He's been doing it for 9 years, off and on, sporadically. He got day jobs in between. This guy stood there after a 15-minute set that he admittedly says wasn't even his, like, killer set. It was just an okay set. And I watched him sell T-shirt after T-shirt after T-shirt at $20 a pop. This guy must have cleared $400 to $500 within a 15-minute span after the show when people are filing out of there trying to get the fuck home. This guy just kept selling T-shirt right and left. It was insane.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he needs it. You know, he has cancer, so he needs that money.
But that, so did that, was that a selling point? Was that why he sold a bunch of T-shirts?
I didn't see his set, but I'm almost positive he brought it up on stage.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm going to start bringing it up on stage even though I don't have cancer. I want to sell some shirts.
Please don't do that.
No, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Nope.
Well, shit, man. This is Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. Anything you want to say before we wrap this one up, my friend?
Shout out to my lovely wife who is bearing my child and has to push a very large thing out of a very small thing. Nothing that I would ever want to do.
Yeah, if that kid's going to have your head, she's going to be ruined. You better hope for a C-section.
Reconstructive surgery. All honesty, thank you, wonderful wife, Stacy, for bearing my large meloned boy and his giant dick. I'm just making assumptions.
Congratulations to Matt and Stacy and Baby Jack. I can't wait to meet the little guy whenever he gets here later this year. When is the due date, by the way?
That would be July 16th.
July 16th. And then I will just say I want to thank all the listeners and the viewers of this podcast. I also want to thank everybody who's going to come out to these shows that I'm just about to rattle off here, because March is going to be just an insanely stupid month for me. But February 13th, we'll start there. JJ's Blues in San Jose, downtown San Jose, with the great Sammy Obeid. We talked about him a little bit earlier. February 26th in Tucson, Arizona at Laughs Comedy Cafe with Kabir Singh. March 2nd at the Rail Club in San Carlos, California. March 4th, this just in, just confirmed and booked. I will be at Marston's Bar and Grill as part of the San Luis Obispo Comedy Fest. Those tickets are on sale now. March 8th is the Predictably Drunk Comedy All-Stars at Tommy T's. Tickets on sale at Tommy T's. March 9th, Rooster Tea Feathers in Sunnyvale, California. And I'm going to stop there. I've got a bunch more dates, but I feel like the audience is fatigued, and I feel like I'm fatigued. I need more of this coffee milk whiskey combination. And that's that, man. This is the show. Smart people talking about stupid things. You're listening to Predictably Drunk. Until next time, keep drinking.
Bye-bye.